This is North Shore Today for Monday, January 9, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the low 40s. Swampscott police are investigating a swastika that was drawn on a sidewalk Friday morning near Reddington Street and Forest Avenue. According to the Daily Item, police are asking residents to review security camera video during that time period for clues. On today's North Shore Today post, we have photos on a Lynn three-alarm fire from Saturday. In Peabody, the Salem News is reporting that six residents were displaced from a three-alarm fire Friday morning on Sanborn Street. Lynn police charged a Lynn man last night with numerous counts. The Daily Item is reporting that Mark Aravallo was arrested for kidnapping, four counts of armed robbery, home invasion, six counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, and four firearms charges stemming from a late December robbery. The Daily Item is publishing a multi-part feature on the first year in office for Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. In today's paper, you can read Anthony Camilleri's first installment of a week-long series. Today's report focuses on the Lynn schools. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon will deliver his second State of the City address on Wednesday, January 25. In city news, Mayor Reardon is expected to bring his parks reorganization plan to the city council later this month.
Put a pause on the plan because we wanted to get more feedback from stakeholders, and we wanted to do some work individually with the Parks Commission. And, you know, we've had a couple months of that now through November and December of working with them, and I think we're just about at the point to bring that back to council. So it'll probably be the second meeting of city council. We'll submit that. So that's January 30th, I believe, this month. So we're excited about that. So that's going to be the first thing that we do this year. And I think once we get the parks reorg plan through city council, that's going to set the stage for a lot of other things that we want to do, like Newburyport Youth Services, like the Brown School, looking at the Brown School ad hoc and seeing what comes out of that. I think that will, once we get the parks reorg done before budget season, it will put a lot of these other things in place.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. And finally, Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade has a feature story today on Governor Charlie Baker's reflections on his accomplishments and setbacks while in office. Baker, a resident of Swampscott, will soon become the head of the NCAA. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots season has ended without a trip to the playoffs. The Pats lost to the Bills yesterday in Buffalo 35-23. Coach Bill Belichick.
They deserve it. Good football team. Today we missed some opportunities. Gave up four big plays. Pretty much over three in the red area. So, had some opportunities need to do better with and give some big plays that were, along with some other things, kind of difference in the game. So, proud of the way our guys competed and prepared, but in the end, collectively, players, coaches, it just wasn't good enough today.
The Celtics host the Bulls tonight at the Garden. They wrapped up a road trip Saturday with a win against the Spurs in San Antonio. The Bruins beat the Anaheim Ducks last night 7-1 in California. The Bees are off until Thursday's home game against Seattle. In high school hockey over the weekend, St. John's Prep got a 6-3 win over number one Catholic Memorial. This is Prep coach Christian Hansen.
Today was a conference game, so I think conference games obviously carry a little bit of special meaning. And, for those that have been around hockey for a while, Catholic Memorial is one of those historic programs. So anytime you can beat them, it's a good day for your program.
Prep head coach Christian Hansen. In today's local boys hockey schedule, Newburyport plays at Masco at 6:45. In girls hockey, Marblehead is at Medford. Acton Boxborough plays at Winthrop. And don't forget, North Shore Sports Night airs tonight at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Monday on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.